are very disappointed today because we don't see any reason why the parliament was rushing to start the discussions into this thing. Because they know very well that the Supreme Court is set a hearing of our case on the 29th of July, which is just 2 weeks away. So we think that the parliament was rushing, and there's no reason for rushing to take this, so we are very disappointed. But what we have realized is that we are getting more evidence, because many people have been saying that we don't have evidence for our case. So this is a good evidence for us, which we are going to submit to the Supreme Court.
You have gone to court, the Supreme Court, to do what?
We've gone to the Supreme Court, first of all, to ask the Supreme Court to stop parliament from changing the Constitution. And two, to give a deeper interpretation of Articles 101 and 193, which these people want to change. But we believe that these two articles are all intangible articles, the articles which cannot be changed. So we want the Supreme Court to confirm that.
The supporters of the parliament and the president said they have gotten 3.7 million people, Rwandans, to sign a petition calling for the change of Article 101, which allows President Kagame to get another term. 3.7 million people, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, but Rwanda is a country of 11 million people. So if they say 3.7, that's not representative of the whole population. It's not even half of the population.
The Supreme Court is supposed to hear your case this month, but I heard that the lawyers who were supposed to represent you declined to represent you again. Why?
Yes, we have got another lawyer right now, and we are trying even to get another one from Kenya and another one from Uganda. So this time around, we believe that whatever happens, we shall have a lawyer, whether from Uganda or from Kenya or from Rwanda.
So let me ask you, did you ask the Rwandan Bar Association to give you a lawyer, and what did they say?
We don't find any reason to find, actually we are being consulting with the East African Law Society, we are consulting with other lawyers in Rwanda, so we think that this time round we will have a better representation.